Day 172. Jehoiakim burns God's words. 2 Kings 23, 31 through 24, verse 1, and 2 Chronicles 36, 1 through 7. Josiah was killed in battle and buried in honor. The people made his son Jehoahaz the new king. But Pharaoh Necho, the new emperor over Judah, didn't trust Jehoahaz. Judah's king was taken captive to Egypt. Jeremiah said, "Don't weep for the dead Josiah. Weep instead for the one who goes away, King Jehoahaz. He'll never come back or see his land again. He'll die in his prison." Pharaoh made Jehoahaz's brother, Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He led the people back to idol worship. Jeremiah warned him against this, and Jehoiakim was angry. He tried to kill the prophet, but Jeremiah was hidden by his friends. Later, Jeremiah's friend, Barak, read his prophecy to the people. Soldiers took Jeremiah's scroll to King Jehoiakim. As it was read to him, the king burned the scroll. His own princes begged the king not to do this. They knew Jeremiah spoke God's word for Judah, but Jehoiakim ignored them. Soon, Babylon defeated Egypt. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon attacked Jerusalem, and Jehoiakim surrendered. But soon he was killed, and his body was thrown out of Jerusalem. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did Jeremiah say to weep for King Jehoahaz? And why did Jehoiakim want to kill Jeremiah? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day, and parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.